Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special installment of our series, When You Pray, that we have entitled, Let Us Pray. For the last 7 weeks, we've been studying the Lord's Prayer. And today, we not only want to study it, we actually want to put it into practice. So we're going to have a time of praying through the Lord's Prayer and concluding with communion. I want to tell you that right up front so that you can prepare, get you some crackers, bread, juice, whatever you have there at the house to use, and gather your family around. If you have family there with you, we're going to have a great time sharing communion together. I just want you to know how much we love you. We miss you. I'm standing here in the Father's house today. It's so great to be here as we are going to be praying in the Father's house to the Heavenly Father. It's going to be a great time, but I got to tell you, I miss you. The seats are empty, and I really wish you were here with me. Looking forward to the day when we can be back together again under one roof. But I'm so glad to be there in your homes, bringing the word to you, bringing encouragement to you. And I just pray that the Holy Spirit would just minister to you wherever you are, and that God will speak to you in a powerful way today. As we look at this installment today, let me just say again, we are in times that are very difficult right now, troublesome times, perilous times. The Bible says in the last days there will be perilous times that will come. I believe we're living in those days, but here's what I know. According to Hebrews chapter 13 and 8, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He is still God. He is still on his throne, and we can call to him in prayer, and we know that when we call to him in prayer, according to Jeremiah 33 and 3, he hears us and he answers us. And so, we've been taking this Lord's Prayer, and I want to go through just the prayer itself, and then we're going to break it out, and we're going to begin to pray this. But Jesus, when he modeled this prayer, and I believe that every part of this points us to Jesus, and that's what we've been trying to do in this series. But it's recorded in Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13, where Jesus prayed, and I wish you would just pray this with me. And that is, he said, in this manner, therefore pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Jesus taught his disciples when they asked him, teach us to pray. And Jesus said, when you pray, I'm going to remind you that when we pray, it's not just words floating up into air that goes nowhere. There is a God. There is a God that is real. He's alive. He's listening. And we're not just saying words and exercising something that makes us feel better. Listen, we are communicating to a living God who hears the prayers of his people. According to 2 Chronicles 7 and 14, he says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. He said, if my people, that's the church, that's believers, if we will call out to him, God's going to do great things. Earth will be shaken as we move heaven with our prayers. So we're going to pray together, and I believe it's going to be a powerful time. So let's begin, and let's call to the Lord and believe that he's going to do great and mighty things. Now, I may have my eyes open or I may have my eyes closed during this. Actually, there's no rule on that. I think it just helps us focus in on who we're talking to when we close our eyes. So I maybe do a little of both today. But I want to connect with you, and I want you most of all to connect with God. So I want you to pray with me. So we're going to pray together. So it doesn't matter if you're looking at your phone or your eyes are closed or open, but we're going to pray. We're going to seek God together. So come on, let's do it together. Let's begin by praying this. Our Father. Oh, Father, we're so thankful today that we can call you Father, our Heavenly Father. We're so thankful today that we can have relationship with you. We know, oh God, that you hear our prayer because we have relationship with you through your Son, Jesus Christ. We have access to the throne of God because Jesus Christ was given and died on the cross and was crucified and paid the sin debt so that we could be set free, so that our spirit could be set free, so that we could be redeemed, so that we could be saved. Because we were born into this earth under a fallen state of mankind because of the sin of Adam that was passed down to us. We were all born in sin and shaped in iniquity. But God, I'm so thankful today that Jesus Christ came, the spotless Lamb. Though we all like sheep had gone astray, all of us had gone astray, yet, Lord, you laid on Jesus, the perfect Lamb, the sacrifice for mankind, the sin of us all, so that we could be set free. Oh, Father, thank you that through Jesus Christ, we can call you Father. We were orphans, but you have adopted us into the family of God. You have grafted us in. We are now part of your family. You are building a house not made with human hands. But Lord, you're building a house with people. And Lord, we are your people because we have called on the name of Jesus and believe upon him as our Savior, our Lord, and our Master. So we can call you Father. Oh, thank you, Father, that we're part of your family, that you've given us the right to become children of the living God, that we become heir to the promise of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that we can know you personally, that you we can have a vibrant, authentic, real relationship with a living God, our Father in heaven. Thank you that you are in heaven on your throne, that you are still in control of everything going on in our world. Lord, you're aware, you are in authority, you are in great power, God. You sit on your throne. Lord, you have not moved. You are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Our Father in heaven, and we pray, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Oh, Father, we thank you that we know that the name of the Lord is a strong tower, and the righteous run into it, and they are safe. Thank you, Lord, that we can look to you and we can recall that of who you are, that you are a mighty God and you are mighty to save. We worship your name. You are Jehovah Rahi. The Lord is my shepherd. You know the best path for us. You know how to guide our life. You said the steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. And you also, your word also declares that it's not even in the ways of man that walks to direct his own steps. God, we need a shepherd. And we're so thankful that you guide our life and you orchestrate us and you cause us, Lord, to walk in the right way. And you guide us, Lord, whether we turn to the right or the left, Lord, you bring us back in line as a good shepherd and you watch over us and you guide us to lead us into all truth. You know what is best for our life. Oh, thank you, God, that you are Jehovah Rahi. You are our shepherd. Oh, God, we thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh. Your name is Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. We know that we lack nothing in you. You are the God who sees, and you are the God who provides, so we can put our trust in the God who provides. We know that you have provided for everything that we need in our life, whether it be physical or financial or spiritual or emotional. God, I thank you, Lord, that you have provided for us everything that we need. It was all provided in the cross. Yes, God, you are Jehovah Jireh and you are Jehovah Shalom. You are the Lord, my peace. You make us to lie down in green pastures. You lead us beside the still waters where we experience your peace. You're the one who calms our soul. We can experience peace as we rest in you today. There is peace that is found in your presence. There is peace that is found in you. We declare that you are the Lord, our peace. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are our healer. You're the one who heals our soul. We can put our faith in the Lord who heals. The great physician has not closed up shop. You are still our healer. Lord, I thank you for healing hearts today. I thank you for healing relationships today. I thank you for healing, Lord, our emotions today. I thank you for even healing finances today. I thank you, Lord, for healing in every sense of the word. We thank you that healing is available. And God, you are Jehovah Tsidkenu. You are our righteousness. Oh God, on our best of days, we're still a mess, but we're thankful that we come before you, God, completely whole because of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And at the cross, there was the great exchange. There was the great exchange where we traded in our filthy rags, and you put upon us your robe of righteousness so that we can stand before the Father today, whole, completely. Oh God, I thank you today that we walk in the righteousness of Jesus Christ, the one who makes us whole. And we follow you, Lord, and we believe upon you that you are our righteousness. And so we therefore walk in righteousness. Lord, you do something on the inside of us, and you cause us now to live for those things that are according to your righteousness. You change us, Lord. We begin to change from the inside out. You put your nature in us, Lord. So, God, we no longer walk in the wrong way. We no longer walk in the ways of the world. We no longer walk in the ways of our past, our sin nature. But now we have a new nature, and we walk in the righteousness of Jesus Christ. God, we thank you today that you are Jehovah Shammah. Oh, the Lord is present. God, I thank you that yea, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because you are with us. You are with us, God, no matter where we go, no matter where what we walk through, God, you are with us. You are present. You are very present help in the time of need. You come today and you are Jehovah Shammah, the one who is always with me. So Lord, I can have faith in you. I can have faith in you, the one who says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will be with you always, even to the end of the age. I thank you, God, that no matter what I go through, it's so comforting to know that you're there with me. You're a very present help in the time of trouble. You hold my hand. You bear me up in your right hand, lest I dash my foot against a stone. Lord, the Bible tells us, according to Psalm 91, that you put angels around us to guard us and to look after us. God, you're with us, Lord, and you provide for us. I thank you that you are present with us. You are Jehovah Nissi. You are the Lord, my banner. Oh Lord, I thank you that you're the banner of love over us, and you reside over us. You prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies. Our head is anointed with oil, and our cup runs over. You are the one who covers us. You are the one that redeems us. No matter what we face, God, you are the one that declares our victory. You're the one, oh God, that is mighty in battle. And we know that the battle belongs to the Lord. You are Jehovah Makedesh, the Lord, my sanctifier. You're the one who cleanses me and sets me apart. Oh, thank you, God, that I've been set apart by you, Lord, for your purpose, God, for what you've created me to be. Oh God, I thank you that I can be what you've called me to be, and I can do what you've called me to do because you have sanctified me. You have set me apart to walk in the ways of the Lord that leads to life. Oh, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. And we pray today, your kingdom come, your will be done as it is on earth as it is in heaven. Oh yes, Lord, your kingdom come. We pray your agenda. We pray, God, your agenda on this earth. God, we pray, oh God, that you, oh Lord, would meet the needs of your people, Lord, that your will would be done among us, that your will would be established. So God, we pray on this earth, your will we know is souls, your will is people, your will is the salvation of your lost children. So God, we pray for a great harvest of souls. We pray your kingdom come. We pray your mission be fulfilled. Lord, we pray for our nation. We pray for our leaders. We pray, oh God, for your wisdom. We pray for your guidance. We pray for your protection upon them, Lord. We pray, God, that you would cause them to lead us in the ways of the Lord. Oh God, that you would give them wisdom beyond themselves, oh God. We pray, Father, for our nation. We pray for a healing of our nation. Lord, that is so divided right now with everything we're going through. Oh God, we pray for your kingdom to come, that you would heal our land of this virus that has plagued our land and our world. We pray for healing in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for racial healing. We pray for those that have been a hurt, Lord, and that have their lives have been affected, Lord, by racism, God, and injustice. We pray, God, for, that you would bring healing, Lord, in every sense of the word. God, we pray, Lord, that you would unite us. You are not a divider. You are a uniter, God. And I believe the enemy has come in and tried to destroy and tried to divide. But I thank you, God, that you come to provide for our healing today. We thank you, Lord. We pray, Father, that your kingdom would be established. And we know, God, it's not through a political system. Lord, it's not through a law or decree, but it's through the Spirit of the living God that you come and you change our hearts, you change our minds, you change our nature. So we pray, God, your kingdom come and reside within your people. Lord, your kingdom come and rescue the lost, Lord, and change their heart and change their minds and change their thinking and change their ways. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. We pray your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Come on, join me now and let's pray this. Give us this day our daily bread, our daily bread. Oh God, we depend upon you for everything. So God, we pray, God, for our family, God, that you'd meet the needs of our family. We pray, God, that you would, oh God, that you would help us with our finances, Lord. God, I know that you're the one that gives increase. So Lord, I pray for our families. I pray for our children. Oh God, we pray that you would meet the needs of your people. Oh God, that you would supply the needs and meet the needs of your people. I pray, God, for myself. I pray, God, that you'd meet my needs, that you would meet the needs, Lord, of my family. I pray for this church. I pray that you would, God, encourage your people. I pray, God, as they're there in their homes today, that you would encourage them. I pray you'd strengthen the marriages, Lord. I pray that you'd strengthen relationships between parents and children. I pray, God, that there would be peace in the home. I pray, oh God, that you would meet every need. And God, the greatest need that we know that we have is not only our physical bread, but the bread of life, Jesus Christ. So God, we ask that you would come, that you would give us a revival in our homes. Oh Lord, that you would change minds, that you would change hearts, that you would establish your peace, that you would establish order in our homes, God. We pray this in the mighty name of Jesus. And then we pray, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Come on, help me pray this. Oh, Lord, we want to get our heart right with you, and we want to get our heart right with people. So we pray, God, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord, for yes, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and we all are in need of a Savior. God, forgive us, we pray. Forgive us. You said if we confess our sins, your word says he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So God, we pray you'd forgive us. Cleanse us. Forgive us for going our own way. Oh God, cause us to walk in the right way. In fact, even now we pray, search our hearts, try, see if there be any wicked way in us, and lead us in the way of everlasting. Oh God, cause us to align ourselves with you today. Oh Lord, let our hearts be cleansed. Let our hearts be pure. Oh, cleanse us from the inside. Forgive us, Lord, of wrong. Forgive us for prejudices. Forgive us, Lord, God, for judging. Lord, forgive us, Lord, for hatred. Forgive us, Lord, of envy. Forgive us of jealousy. Forgive us of strife. Forgive us, Lord, for breaking your commandments and your laws. Oh God, you do have a standard and we fall so short. But today we ask for your mercy to come, Lord. And we pray that what was the judgment seat, God, that you'll now make it the mercy seat. And we know that it's so because Jesus has sacrificed his life and he spilled his blood upon that judgment seat. And now it's become the mercy seat for us. I thank you for mercy today. I thank you for the forgiveness of God that cleanses us, that we can say, oh, I'm clean, I'm whole, I'm pure, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for cleansing us from head to toe, God. I thank you for forgiving us. And now, Lord, also help us to forgive others who we have offense against or have offense against us. Lord, help us to forgive. Help us to release them. We release them now in the mighty name of Jesus. We release them. And God, Lord, we forgive them, Lord. Oh God, we have all sinned, Lord. And Lord, there's nothing we can do to change the past, but God, you can write a new future. Oh Lord, there's nothing any individual can do to change their past. Oh God, there's nothing even our nation can do to change the past, but we can write a new future. So Lord, forgive us all of our wrongs. Forgive us, Lord, of our sins, we pray. But Lord, we forgive those that offended us because we need forgiveness, Lord. And so God, we'll never forgive someone else more than what you've already forgiven us. So Lord, we forgive them. We release them, God. We bless them, Lord. We pray for them, God. We pray you do good for them, Lord. Even our enemies, God, Lord, we pray for them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless them. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, come on, let's pray this. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Oh, do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. So we engage in spiritual warfare and we confront those things that are evil and we declare the victory of the Lord. We declare the victory of the Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that we are equipped, Lord, to combat the evil one. And so we put on the full armor of God, and we put on around our waist the belt of truth. Oh God, may we stand in truth and integrity and walk in the right way. We take on the breastplate of righteousness and walk in the right ways of the Lord. We pray, oh God, you protect our heart, God, that you would protect those things which are vital, oh God. We pray, God, that we know that it's vital to walk in truth because it's in truth that we will be set free. We pray you protect our heart because out of the heart flow the issues of life, oh God. We pray you keep our heart pure and right. We put on the helmet of salvation, God. We thank you for salvation. We pray, God, for the area of the mind that you would cause us to think right and give us the mind of Christ and let our eyes see only what you want us to see. And how you want us to see it and hear your voice and what you want us to hear and speak your word and speak life. God, help us to be life-giving. God, help us to be kind. Help us to be gentle, God, as you've instructed us to be and present the love of Christ to this world. I pray you protect our mind, oh God. We thank you, Lord, God, for the helmet of salvation, God. I pray that our feet would be shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, that we would walk in ways of peace and that we would seek peace and that we would pursue it, Lord. God, we thank you, Lord, but we take the shield of faith which we can quench all the fiery darts of the enemy, Lord. So help us to keep the faith. I pray for every person there in their home right now. Calls them to keep the faith, Lord God, to be encouraged in you, Lord, to know that you are with them, Lord. We believe, Lord, that your word is true. So we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And Lord, we know that your word is truth. And we believe that even today, as the scripture has said, that truth has fallen in the street. Yet, Lord, we stand in truth and we believe, oh God, that your word is true and heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away. So God, we thank you for your word. Lord, today may we take daily, our daily bread, the word of God by which we can live. And I pray, God, you cause us to walk in it, to live in it, God. Oh Lord, we thank you for that today. God, we pray as the scripture tells us in Ephesians chapter 6, we pray in the spirit and we know, oh God, that in you all things are possible. So we pray, God, your protection. Don't lead us into temptation, God. Oh Lord, so we confront every lie of the enemy and we say that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We are more than conquerors through Christ who loves us. Oh, we thank you, Lord, that there's now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Come on, somebody needs to know that today. There's no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Jesus, that you have taken the shame off of us. We now walk in the liberty of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we walk in relationship with you and we walk in right relationship with you today. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And let's pray this together. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. ever. Come on, let's express faith in God's ability. Oh, God, we make some faith declarations today. We're bold in our faith. We know, oh God, that yours is the kingdom. You're still on the throne. You're still in charge. You're still in control. You're still God. You have not changed, God. Yours is the kingdom. You have a large picture plan. You have a master plan, God. And I thank you that we're a part of it. And it's exciting to see. Lord, we see things coming upon this earth, but you said when we see these things, to lift up our eyes and look, for our redemption draws nigh. So God, we thank you, God, that we can look to you in hope. And we thank you, Lord, that you're coming in power. Yours is the kingdom and the power. You have all power. Whatever we're facing, God, Lord, it's not too difficult for you. And God, you have all power. And then you declare that you've imparted your power to us, oh Lord, God, to continue on the mission that you've come to this earth to do, and that is to win the lost. So Lord, we thank you that we can do what we're due in the power of the Holy Spirit, that you are with us in and of ourselves. We can do nothing, but you are the one who not only touches the ear, you're the one who by your Spirit goes into the heart of man and changes their life forever. So we thank you, Lord, for that power. Oh Lord God, as we walk in the power of your Holy Spirit, it leads and guides our life. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. And God, we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. We give you all the honor. Oh God, may we walk, Lord, and may we reflect your glory to this world. May we walk in honor. May we walk, Lord, in the presence of the Lord, so that we can be light, so that we can be salt to this world. But in all things that are accomplished, God, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory. Come on, help me worship him as we conclude this prayer. God, we worship you, we praise you, and we magnify you. We rejoice in you today, God. We bless your name. Oh, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. 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 Oh, wow. So awesome. Hey guys, what a great time we're having together in the Father's house today, as we're coming to you praying the Lord's Prayer, the Lord's Prayer. How powerful it is to know that we can pray these things in Jesus' name, and there is a Father that hears us. There's a Father that answers us. But one thing that I must point out at the beginning of this prayer, we pray our Father. And so it's for us to be able to pray for these things, for us to be able to believe these things, for us to be able to receive these things, the first requirement is that we are in relationship with our Father, that we can call him Father, that he is our God, that we have a relationship with him. It's so important, because here's what we know. For John 9:31 says, "For we know that God does not listen to sinners." So if we're not in relationship with him, according to scripture, he doesn't hear our prayers. In fact, in Matthew 7:23, there will be many that did a lot of things and religious things, but they'll come before God one day and he'll say, "Depart from me, I never knew you," according to Matthew 7:23, and how startling that is. But here's the good news. Jesus said in Luke 19:10, "For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost." God wants to rescue us, and he wants to have relationship with us. He invites us all to be in his family, and that's all of us. He wants the entire world to come to salvation. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world." I could say the whole world, right? All of us. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And here is a wonderful verse for you to know. According to Acts 2:21, it says, "Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved." That's a prayer that God will hear, is when we call to him and we say, "God, I'm in need of you. I'm in need of a Savior. I want to have relationship with you, God. I've been going my way and it's not been working. God, I come to you today. I want to follow you. I want you to come into my life." And can I tell you, you can do that today. I want to invite you to do that right now. I'd love to pray with you. If that's the prayer you need to pray, if you need to start right there by making him your Father, can I pray a prayer with you and lead you into that relationship with Him. Come on, can you just pray this out loud with me right there wherever you are? Just pray this and mean it. I'm just going to help you with the words. Let's pray together. God, thank you. Come on, pray this prayer. Say, God, thank you for Jesus, who you sent to die on the cross for me so I can live for you. Today, I come to you and I ask you to forgive me for going my own way. Today, I choose to follow you and I invite you to come and live inside of me. I surrender my heart and I give you my life. I ask you to come on the inside and make me brand new. Thank you for forgiving me now. And I pray today that you will help me to follow you. And I will follow you as you help me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Hey, congratulations on the best prayer you could ever pray. We rejoice with you and we're praying with you and praying for you today.